to David Hamilton.
Good afternoon, it's Monday, the 18th of February, and for the next couple of hours, it's me with a pile of records and a couple of guests on the telephone. The David Hamilton Music Show here on Radio 2 is David Lee Roth, bringing a little sunshine into your life on a Monday afternoon. Those California girls. Boys did it back in the 60s, and they're on the backing for that new version by David Lee Roth of California Girls. Good afternoon on a Monday, and hello to everybody at Leatherhead Golf Club. Thank you for a great night on Saturday, especially to Joe, whose birthday it was, and he got a kissogram. He was blushing all over, but it could have been worse, Joe. Might have been a roly-polygram, or even worse than that. Let's see what's going to be one today. Well, our contestant today is Diana Wilkinson from Summerlands, Yeovil, in Somerset. Hello, Diana.
Hello, David.
Now, let me see. You're married. You have three children.
Yes.
What sort of ages?
Tom is 9, Joanna is 7, and Ben is 3.
Yes. Are they on their half term at the moment?
They are.
Yes. Are they finding things to do to keep them out of trouble?
Yes.
Oh, good. You're keeping them entertained, are you?
Yes. We've got He-Man on in one room and the radio on in another, and something else is out playing, so they're all scattered around anyway.
Good. Now, you've got a part-time job. I think you work in the mornings, don't you?
Yes.
And what do you do?
I'm an ophthalmic optician.
You're a what?
Ah, that got you. Ophthalmic optician.
Yes, I think you'd better explain that to me.
Well, opticians
I know what opticians are, yes, yeah. But what particular sort of optician are you?
Well, the ophthalmic bit means that I can examine eyes.
Ah.
Fencing optician are the people who measure you for glasses and help you choose the frames.
So you examine eyes.
That's right.
What, for people who want to buy glasses, is that it?
That's it.
Yes. And you do that in the Yeovil, do you?
Yes.
But just in the mornings?
Yes, only in the mornings.
Right. And what about your music? What kind of music do you like?
Well, fairly varied, really. I suppose I was always an Elvis freak, but
yeah.
Other than that, I forget what I said on my card, but Linda Ronstadt, the new thing she's doing with Nelson Riddle.
Yeah, she's really changed her style, hasn't she?
Yeah. I like big band, actually. Buddy Rich, I think, is my favourite big band person.
Right. And Billy Joel, I think, was the other one you mentioned?
Yes.
You like him too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now let's see what you're going to win today. I would imagine that with a family like that, they're probably all into music now, aren't they? All like albums and
more
listening
or less,
to new
yeah.
music, more or less. Yeah. Okay, let's see what albums you're going to win, more or less.
I don't know. I'd like to start with number 8, The Very Best of Christa Berg, please.
Right, for number 8, you're going to hear an instrumental passage from a hit record by Archie Bell and the Drells. Can you tell me what it's called?
word, no.
Well, that's the end of that conversation.
Yes. I honestly can't remember what record Archie Bell and the Drells did.
You can't?
No.
Well, can't think of any clues to help you, really, except that it's obviously a very soulful record.
Yeah.
So it might help a bit. Soul is in the title somewhere.
Oh.
But there's hundreds of records with soul in the title, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
I think we've got you on the first one.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, dear.
It was called Soul City Walk.
No.
Rotten old Archie Bell and his... flaming Drells.
Yeah.
We'll go on to the next one.
That's number 24. 17 by Chicago.
Yes, that's one of the new entries that I mentioned just now. And maybe better luck with this one, Diana. Who topped the charts with this record in 1962?
Little doll, it seems ages since we kissed. Little doll, think of all the fun we've missed. Cause it ain't right to wanna keep on dancing. There won't be any time left. For romancing, come outside.
What for?
Come outside.
What's the rush?
There's a lovely moon out there.
Cold outside.
Come outside.
Why?
Come outside.
You do keep on.
While we got time to spare.
Come outside.
That's it, that's more my era. That's Mike Sarn, and I believe the lady is Wendy Richards.
How right you are. Yes, Mike Sarn, who then went on to become a film director. Wendy Richard, who, of course, after that starred in Are You Being Served. A new series of that begins, by the way, tonight on BBC Television, Are You Being Served. And Wendy Richard is also going to be starring in The EastEnders. That's the new serial on BBC Television. That begins tomorrow. So she's a very busy lady at the moment. And all that long time ago in 1962, she was on Come Outside with Mike Sarn. So there's your first album, Chicago and 17. Right, what would you like next?
Number 11, Chess, please.
Chess by Veris. Who's recorded this song about living in America? How about that one, Diana? Living in America.
Would that be Kim Wilde?
No. You were probably thinking of Kids in America, which was her first hit.
Yeah.
This is an American artist, actually. A black American artist.
Female, I presume.
Oh, yes. Very definitely female.
Yeah.
Living in America.
What year was that? Any idea?
Well, it would be fairly recent. I'm not... Yeah. I haven't got the year here, but...
I'm not very good on the recent ones. Diana Ross?
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah.
It's not her, it's the other one.
The other one?
Well, it's another black female American artist, not Diana Ross. She had a few hits here.
Yeah, can't think of any other black female Americans.
Is it coming to you?
Randy Crawford?
Well, she is another black female American artist, but not the right one, I'm afraid. She's another one. It was Donna Summer.
Donna Summer, ah.
Yes. All right, let's crack on.
Number 16, the Hits album, please.
Right, number 16. Who was the guest musician who played organ on this hit record by The Beatles? Beatles hit Get Back, and there was a guest musician who played organ on that.
That wouldn't have been Stevie Wonder, would it?
You're right about that. It wouldn't be Stevie Wonder, no. There is a connection with Stevie Wonder, though, and I'll tell you what it is. This particular fellow, once again a black American artist, has had solo hits. He also had a hit record with Cyrita, who was Stevie Wonder's ex-wife, and they did With You I'm Born Again. Now, there's good.
That's Billy Paul.
Well, you're close.
Billy Preston. Ah!
Right. Well done. Okay, want to go?
Yes. 17. Now, that's what I call music.
Yeah, right. Volume 4 of that.
Volume 4, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Bobby Gentry topped the UK chart in 1969 with I'll Never Fall in Love Again. You're going to hear part of a song that reached the top 10 in the same year with Bobby Gentry singing with a famous American country singer. Who is he?
I can make you mine, just your lips of wine, any time, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away.
The Everly Brothers, of course, did the original. That was All I Have to Do Is Dream by Bobby Gentry and...
Glen Campbell.
Right. And since I think a couple of those are double albums, you've done really rather well, haven't you?
Yes.
You've got 17 by Chicago, the hits album by various artists, and now that's what I call Music Volume 4. That's by various artists, too.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the half-term holiday.
Yes, well, there's only tomorrow to go.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Oh, I see. It's
go
not...
back Wednesday.
Ah. Well, peace will reign again then.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on the music game, Diana.
Right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 2, David Hamilton.
It lasted for years and years. It was Ashton, Gardner and Dyke, number 3 in February 1971, and the Resurrection Shuffle. On Drive at 5, we take you back to the golden days of rock and roll, 1955, and Bill Haley and the Comets.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that peeping in a seafood store. I can look at you, tell you don't love me no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. The more I work, the faster my money goes. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle, and roll.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Buddy Holly from February 1958 and his famous Peggy Sue. It's 5:15.
Radio 2 Travel News.
And there's new work this week on the M1 in Leicestershire, so if you're heading south, be prepared for lane closures on the southbound carriageway between Junction 24, the A6 Loughborough turnoff, and Junction 23. Drivers on the M5 in Gloucestershire should look out for the advance warning signs for lane closures on both carriageways between junctions 11 and 12 south of Cheltenham. And now some items of good news. We told you earlier that the emergency signals and matrix signals were out of order on the M6 and M69 in Warwickshire. These are now working again. And the Metropolitan Police tell us that the lorry that was partially blocking the southbound side of the Hammersmith Bridge has now been removed, and the build-up of traffic is clearing quite quickly. That is certainly good news.
Radio 2 Travel News.
I am Michael Caine.
Tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And I-
Madness in the chart this time last year with Michael Caine. It's 29 minutes past five.
It's the David Hamilton New Spin.
Still belong? Is it just to run around?
Today's news spin, and one that's bound to do well, that's Shakin' Stevens on Epic and Breaking Up My Heart. And talking of hearts, here's Sam Harris. Good record, that. That's Sam Harris, a new signing on Motown and Hearts on Fire. We're going to spot the intro, and you can too, after Kim Carnes and An Invitation to Dance. Kim Carnes with an invitation to dance at 20 to 6.
Competition time with David Hamilton. On Radio 2.
And back on Spot the Intro today, Tony Tilsley from Greenway, Alsager, Stoke-on-Trent in Staffordshire. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Do you have a nice weekend?
Yes, very nice. Uneventful, but nice.
And the children are getting better, are they?
Well, yes, I think so. I think we'll be out of quarantine this week.
Oh, good, because anybody who missed it, they had chicken pox when I was talking to you the other day,
yes.
So they're on the mend.
Yes,
good.
On the mend now.
Many people mentioned to you that they've heard you on Spot the Intro?
Yes, just quite a few, actually, yeah.
Well, no doubt they're checking out your progress today. You're up to £10, and you can get up to 15 today. Mm-hmm. So if you're ready, here comes intro number one. You are good at this. Yes, Ray Stevens, who took an old song by Errol Garner, the man who wrote it, and he had done it very differently. Ray Stevens did a sort of country version of it, and it got to number two in 1975. You have £11. Here's intro number two.
And I don't like Mondays.
That's apt, isn't it?
It is rather. It's not my favourite day either.
No, who does like Mondays? Back to work Mondays. Ugh. Anyway, you're right, the Boomtown Rats, they were number one in 1979. There's quite a cross-section of intros today, all sorts of different music. Very varying kinds. Let's try number three.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Bit of a grey area, that one, isn't it?
It's a bit.
Shall we save it up to the end and come back to it? All right, let's go on to number four.
Only when you leave.
Yeah, Spandau Ballet, Only When You Leave was a number three hit last year. That's £13 you're up to. Here's intro number five.
Trains and Boats and Planes. But which version?
Good question.
Ooh. Gosh, I really don't know.
You're right, there was more than one version of that, yeah, but this particular one got to number 12 in 1965.
It's either Burt Bacharach or Billy J. Kramer, but...
Well, you're right in both cases, really. Burt Bacharach wrote it. Billy J. Kramer it was. And I think it was Burt Bacharach who also recorded it, wasn't it?
Yes, they both did.
It was the Billy J. Kramer version.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Sounds very much like The Colour Field, don't you think of you? Thinking of you.
That's a little bit, doesn't it? Mm. Yeah, the one we played earlier on.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, now, you're up to £14. We want you to stay in the game, so let's come back to that number three. Just a very quick intro. There's only 6 seconds of it, but I will tell you it was a country hit. It got to number five in 1962. Here it is again.
That's before my time. Oh, gosh.
Let me just play it to you one more time. Maybe third time lucky.
Was it Marty Robbins?
Yes, it is.
Oh!
Well done. You've
what? I don't know what it is.
Stayed in the game.
It's not El Paso, is it?
No, it's not El Paso.
Robbins, I can't think. What else he wrote now? His song, I mean. Oh.
Well, what a good guess it was anyway. You've got the artist and you stay in the game with that and you get another pound. I'll tell you what it was called. It was called Devil Woman.
Oh, yes, yes, I know it now.
Yeah. And El Paso, you're quite right, that was his other hit. So, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Very good guess, that, as you said it before your time. Excellent. So, £15. And, Tony, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Oh, thanks very much,
Dave. Wow. You just made it. Well done.
Ooh.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Looking at me.